3. Celebrate all wins. Responding to success when the wins start happening, or when anything positive happens, is an important two-step process. First, you have to get to celebrate the win. A physical anchoring of the win with a high five, handshake, clenched fist, or verbal yes are all methods that most of us are familiar with. As a sales dog, I suggest you at least give yourself a pat on the head or release a big howl at the moon. These methods drive the moment deep into your mind, your spirit, and your body for permanent strength. The cementing of that moment builds momentum for the next task. Over the years, I've seen the most phenomenal shifts in people, organizations, and performance as a result of continual acknowledgement and celebration of wins. If you have ever watched sports on TV or even played yourself, you will know and accept that celebration is part of the game. Every time a player scores a point, gains a few yards, does something well, gets a hit, or makes a catch, instinctively, the rest of the players give him a high five, a pat on the back, a headbutt, not recommended, or something to acknowledge his contribution. There is no way a player in the NBA can score a basket without getting a high five. That is why they are so achievement-oriented. Of all the techniques, this is probably the most powerful, yet least used by adults, because adults get embarrassed and think it's childish or unprofessional. This technique of celebration is foreign to most people, but second nature to high achievers. It also has to do with trapping the little voice and steering the dialogue in the right direction. And remember, it doesn't matter if what you're saying to yourself is true or not. Your body and mind do not care. Part of this dialogue has to do with how to make the event filter into all areas of your being and own it for yourself. Handling success is the absolute opposite of handling setbacks. If something good happens, such as a prospect agreeing to an appointment or receiving any positive sign from the client, not only should you celebrate it, as I mentioned, but to really build momentum, you have to use it to become a legend in your own lunchtime. Tell yourself that because of this success, your whole week is going to be great. You can see how everything in your life is going to be successful just because of this tiny event. Finally, it is important to internalize it by telling yourself that the success happened because of you. You earned it. You worked for it. You are smart and you know this stuff. Get the picture? Your energy and momentum will soar, and all sales dogs know that the greater the energy, the greater the next success. You may not be aware of it, but you already know how to do this because you did it with your kids, with your pets, and with yourself in other areas of your life. Imagine if you treated your whole life that way. Your energy and your results would be incredible. Bone for managers. Your pack of sales dogs needs to celebrate its wins too. As a matter of fact, the smarter the breed and the more aggressive the dogs, the more you have to bury them in lavish praise to ensure good performance. If neglected, or if only scolded for poor behavior, sales dogs can get mean and nasty and may even turn on you one day. You must celebrate wins early and often to make them great hunters and companions.